Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is one of the strangest interrogations caught on camera. This isn't how murder suspects act in interrogations, but Timothy Jones is not following the rules.
This is a recording device, and that you see that over there, that's also a recording device.
Yeah, where do you get your haircut at?
Who, me? Barbershop?
No shit. Which one? Hey, I'm walking out of here, you're going to jail, so I don't give a shit.
Why am I going to jail?
For murder.
I'll get charged with it?
You've already been charged with it.
This is the exact moment it finally hits him. It would become the breaking point of this murder suspect.
Hey, Timothy, you're fine, man. Have a seat.
Watch this man's entire personality shift in one interrogation. This is a crime in two parts, the murder and the cleanup. In this part, we break down the moment everything spiraled out of control. But the real question is, can you ever truly bury the truth? Stick around, because in the next part, we uncover the lies, the cleanup, and the one mistake that changed everything.
I don't need
It doesn't take long for Timothy to turn the interrogation room into his personal stage. Dancing, singing, pretending to be a dog, even dropping to the floor for a quick workout. This is not the behavior of someone weighed down by guilt or involved in any crime. So what's really going on here? When the suspect is like this, what shall the detectives approach? The very first thing to do is not feed into his antics.
This is all I know I'm
going for.
Sacrifice my heart and
all I mean. I said it's all about me.
I said, don't mean.
Hey, I'm about to pull my pants up. You hear me?
Pull your white pants up.
Cause this is all I know. I'm gonna love you till the end of the world.
By the time the detectives walk in, Timothy is in full-on performance mode, mid-push-up. It's possible that he's burning off nervous energy or testing boundaries, seeing how much he can get away with before the detectives crack.
What is you two for what I've been doing? Can I let me serve?
You do what?
You two for what I've been doing? What is your name, Dr. G. Martin?
All right, Timothy. I'm Detective Martin. This is Detective Wayne.
Yes, how y'all doing?
That's pretty good. How are you, man?
I'm doing mighty nice. Hey, I can't be myself all the ADHD. I'm moving around. And it's like, so often, I can't even sit still.
That's okay.
Because if I sit still, then you're going to be like, why are you acting up? Why are you stressed? Sir?
Oh,
I don't do. So it wants for me to be me. In order for me to be me, y'all want to be me, let me be me.
Okay, I will. Can, I just need you to listen up for a few minutes, okay? All right, I'm going to read something to you, and I'm going to ask you if you understand, okay?
I
just need a yes or no, okay? You have the right to remain silent and not make any statement at all, and any statement you make may be used against you at your trial. You understand that?
You can probably guess the things are about to get even stranger when the detective has to specifically ask him to stop talking, just so he can read him his Miranda rights. But Timothy is not about to make this easy.
Yes?
Can you explain? No, I don't.
Okay, so we're gonna talk, okay? Uh-huh. This says you have the right to remain silent and not make any statement at all, and any statements you make may be used against you at your trial, you understand?
Oh, so I understand that.
You understand that?
Yeah, you wrote it down.
Okay, if you're unable to employ a lawyer, you have the right to have a lawyer appointed to you to advise you prior to and during any questioning, and you have the right to terminate the interview at any time, you understand that?
Can you rerun it for that? Just gotta break it down.
He's even treating the detectives like ChatGPT by asking them to rephrase things. He's deliberately disrupting the process. Some suspects believe that if they delay or confuse the interrogation, they can outsmart the system.
Well, this is an interview about the charges that you're in. So we want to get your statement of what happened. And from my understanding, I guess there was quite a few things that took place that led you to where you're at now.
Yeah.
And you're charged with, of course, murder in the first degree, right?
Yeah, I've seen this. Watch it, okay.
Yeah, so this is a recording device, and that, you see that other thing, that's also a recording device. So whenever this goes to court, Timothy, the judge and jury will be able to see this video if they want to, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is how I kind of explain to people, this is your chance to tell us what happened, kind of thing. And just give them of what occurred, because something happened, because we wouldn't be in this boat, right? You wouldn't be here if nothing happened.
Right.
But we did find the victim in that case and kind of everything that we had led us up to being here. Now, I don't think you did it alone. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us think you did alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand why it happened and what led up to it. Now, it could be justified. Maybe something happened that was out of your control and, you know, shit hit the fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it wasn't. Right? And then I always tell people, I'm like, do you want to be seen as someone that has no remorse, that didn't really care if it happened, that it happened, and they don't care, and, you know.
Yeah, I care. Why not turn myself in?
Right. Or do you want to be seen as someone like, hey, yeah, it happened. This is how it happened. This is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of give your side of what happened. Because all we have is just, we can only say the facts of what we know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're a person, you have your own emotions and feelings and thoughts about things, so this is your chance to talk to us about it.
I think turning yourself in is a step in the right direction.
Yeah,
what she's talking about.
See, I really don't know what happened.
Okay.
I don't. All I know is, y'all called me, talking about, hey, tell me what's going on. I was like, what? I'm at the studio. He said, well, it's pretty serious, you need to come home. You think you can come? I said, well, let me ask him. I said, y'all hold on the detective. And see, I said, well, hey, I get out at 12. He said, well, that's pretty late. And I said, okay, boom.
What studio were you at?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was in, like, my homework studio. You know, you do homework and shit like that.
Okay, so you rap. You like to rap.
You
rap with a group of people?
I rap with all these. I'm an independent artist.
Okay. You have your own, like, name, rap name that you go by? What is that?
Don't laugh at me, though.
No, you should.
Don't laugh.
I'm not gonna laugh.
Oh, for real?
I'm good. I'm not gonna laugh.
I'm going to be... really? Okay, don't laugh for real. Don't be laughing.
No, you're good. If you want to take that off, you're more than welcome to. Okay.
They say, you know, I guess I got
high blood pressure?
Diabetes or something like that. Uh-huh. And she got had cold, so she made me keep on. What's that? My rap name is Disclosure.
Disclosure.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not
even
funny.
It's not funny. Yeah, I was looking for a definition of revelations.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, well, you know, I want to be real.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know, sir. Like, I'm not trying to just say this, but y'all, and then I seen that, y'all, with the thing, it's just scared the shit out of me. And it's like, I'm armed and I'm dangerous. And, you know, like, threat to the public society. That's what made me turn myself in, because I don't want to get gunned down. But other than that, I really don't
have
nothing to say about that.
Well, what can you tell
me
about Tony?
Tony who?
That you lived in the house with.
That's his name?
Tony.
Yeah.
Anthony? Anthony. Tony.
Yeah.
Who? Who's
Tony?
White guy.
I don't know who he was talking about. Dead serious. But nothing.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I know nothing. He's just a cool person. He drink, you know, cool. Everybody here, we was all good.
You drink with him?
Yeah, we did before.
Like, how long ago?
Shit, that was before I first moved in. And that was, like, a long time ago.
How long you been in that place?
We got to rent. He should know. He got the things.
That's who?
The rent man. He know.
Okay. This is, like, a year or, like, less? A few months?
Like, almost.
I'm not trying to say too much.
Oh, she got my haircut, you see?
Saturday morning?
Fresh cut. Yeah, fresh fade.
What else did you do Saturday morning?
Shit. I didn't really too much shit. I really can't say too much.
Stay home. Didn't go home.
On March 26, 2022, at 6:57 p.m., Tyler Police Department officers were dispatched to 3012 West Gentry Parkway after the landlord reported concerns about a missing tenant. The landlord had noticed smeared blood outside his tenant Anthony Wilson's door. There were signs of forced entry into Anthony's apartment. He hadn't heard from Anthony, which was unusual. When the officers reached there, they noticed some things that raised immediate suspicions. A large pool of blood on the bed and floor. Blood spatter on the wall behind the bed. A bullet fragment on the bed. Brain matter on the bed. Shattered glass. An overturned bedside table. And a lamp on the ground. All these things pointed to only one possibility. A violent struggle had ended in a death. But their suspect was much closer than they thought. When they looked over at apartment C, which belonged to a 26-year-old man, Timothy Jones, they noticed a blood smear. That could have gone unnoticed, but a damaged corner post and blood under the carport sealed Timothy's fate. A routine welfare check on Anthony Wilson turned into something horrific. A brutal crime scene, a missing body, and a tangled web of lies. Living with someone means trusting them. But what happens when the people closest to you become the most dangerous? According to some research, proximity breeds violence. Statistically, you're more likely to be harmed by someone you know than a stranger.
Where do you get your haircut at?
For me? Barbershop?
No shit. Which one?
Well, I'm going to cut hair.
At his house or a shop?
At his house.
You know where you dropped that car off?
No, I dropped her car off at her house. I don't know. I got lost.
Before noon or afternoon?
I don't know, sir. Like, I'm not lying to you. Okay.
What's your baby mom's name?
You should know everything.
Am I or am I not?
Well, I'll just take that.
If you're not gonna lie to me, I'm not lying.
I'm telling the truth. You want me to tell you the truth, but you feel like I'm lying.
No,
I'm not actually direct. I'm telling you, you can roll your eyes. Look at mine. I'm serious, don't be in me like this. Seriously.
You don't know your baby mom's name?
Yes, I know her name.
What is it?
Edna Jones.
Edna Jones. So what kind of car did you take to her?
Her car. And that's how I know, sir.
You don't know what kind it is?
And she got a van.
What color it is?
Silver. Coach.
Okay. What did you do before that on Saturday?
I got my hair cut.
And before that?
Got my hair cut.
Saturday morning?
that before the next day.
Saturday morning or Friday morning?
Friday. Friday. We all went to sleep.
You saw him Friday.
I was watching, man, I'm good, bro. Because you think I was lying. That's
how I was. When did I say you were lying?
Because that's how you looking at me.
Detective is taking the ignore it and maybe it'll stop approach. Even though the detective is barely reacting, Timothy is still going. It's almost as if he's performing for an invisible audience, except the only people watching are the ones who can put him behind bars. Timothy might be experiencing nervous energy. Some people feel an overwhelming need to fill silence, especially when they feel guilty. He could also be in denial, acting as if this isn't real.
Can you talk?
Hmm?
Why are you staring at me like that?
Because I need you to know. I want you to have my full divided attention.
I was like that too. But when I sit here and talk and you just stare and don't say anything, I don't feel like I got your attention. So, what time of Friday night are we talking?
Make what make sense?
I ask you a simple question. Friday night you saw Tony. What time? Any idea? Are we going to keep playing this fucking staring game bullshit?
No, sir, I'm not playing with you, sir.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not playing.
I asked you a simple question, and you're just going to sit there and stare. Oh, no, that's not what you're seeing right now. But you staring to me like you're something?
No, sir.
It don't impress me.
I'm not trying to be nothing, sir. I'm not nothing. I'm nothing at all, sir.
Okay, then what time are we talking about, Friday? And then you're going to start to shit again, right?
Yes.
At this point, Timothy decides it's time to switch tactics. He's trying to play my games. It actually works, if only for a second. But long stares don't win cases. Facts do. The sheer confidence in his act is almost impressive, if you ignore the fact that he's sitting in an interrogation room for murder.
Do you remember what time Friday? It's okay.
I really don't.
You said your family was over?
We look. I was going to find the kids out of this shit.
You know, Edna?
Yeah.
And you have two kids, one on the way, and then she had two other kids.
Yeah.
Y'all staying in that one room?
Yeah.
Okay. What time
did
y'all go to bed, approximately?
Shit. I don't know. I went to bed like 2 or 3. And okay. Why? Because I washed clothes. After that, okay. I was asleep.
Did she come over to wash clothes
then? Yeah.
Okay. So were the kids already asleep by that time?
They were asleep.
Yeah,
they'll
sleep
pretty early. No, they're all 3 days before free weekend.
Oh, on the weekend? Yeah. My bad. I was thinking about the wrong day. So, but they're all pretty small, aren't they? Only kids. Little bitty kids. Like 9 and under or something like that, right? So,
Edna's.
Hey,
can I tell y'all
the
truth and stop bullshitting?
I don't know, man. Alright. If you really stop bullshitting, come here.
I'm not bullshitting.
You alright? No. I'm going to feed the bullshit until you take me seriously.
At this point, it's almost impressive how the detectives are completely unfazed. They know that attention-seeking suspects crave reactions, So the best way to deal with them is to offer none. Honestly, Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine would have had the time of his life interrogating this guy. If there's one thing Timothy loves, it's talking. Except, in this case, he's also a murder suspect. The cops know what's up. If they want to get closer to the truth, they have to do one thing. Keep him talking. Some suspects are silent and resistant, but Timothy is the opposite. He is an oversharer. This can work against him, because the more he talks, the more details slip, and inconsistencies are easier to spot. The key here is letting the suspect feel in control by making them believe they're the ones leading the conversation.
I know this shit bullshit.
You just told me you're bullshit.
Yeah, all this shit bullshit.
What is? You told me your name.
All this.
You told me your name and your rap name. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That's not your name.
Okay. This is what I realized. All this shit I'm feeding is bullshit.
You don't mean nothing. You should have had a question yet. Because you don't know. You don't remember nothing. So you got a haircut and you smoke some weed.
Yeah, for some reason I did.
But that's bullshit.
No, that's bullshit.
Okay, so what happened? Friday night you went to bed, right? I guess early Saturday, so 2 or 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Did you stay in bed or did you get back up? Saturday.
I only know what y'all. Look, y'all only know what y'all know. That's what y'all don't know.
That's why we're sitting here.
You hear me? Y'all know what only y'all know, and that's what y'all know. Because that's all I know. I can't have time to try to make up a story for y'all to feel like, well, he's right, he's telling the truth. I don't know shit.
Well, I don't know.
I'm telling the truth. When I realize I don't know shit, I don't. That's why I turn myself into a scared as fuck. I don't want to make up a story. I can't do that shit. Look me in my eyes when I talk to you and let me know if I'm serious. I don't know shit. I'm serious.
Listen,
it don't matter. I'm scared as fuck. So,
okay, let me know what you don't know, okay?
Yes, sir.
What we're doing right now?
Yes.
You don't run this show, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're trying to be cordial and be nice.
I know, but I need you to take me serious.
I am taking you serious, but I can't take you very serious for very long you keep this staring game and telling me you don't know and bouncing around and telling me everything you just told me is bullshit. How am I supposed to believe somebody that told me everything I just told you is bullshit? Now I'm supposed to believe you all?
Sir, look, check this out. I told you anything to do is lie, try to put a stress me. Why can't I do vice versa? See how you react on your own game. And that's what you did. You got mad, not me. See?
Well, here's the thing. I'm walking out of here, and you're going to jail, so I don't give a shit.
Why am I going to jail?
For murder.
I'll get charged with it.
You've already been charged with it.
What?
For some reason, this is the exact moment it finally clicks. He's not just here for a chat. He's here for murder. And you can actually see it in his face.
That's why you're sitting here. We asked you that at the beginning. Don't act like you're just a surprise.
It is a surprise. No, they said suspect in a murder case. So they charged me for this?
Yeah.
Why do you think you got arrested? You saw it on the news. You were charged with murder. I even said it at the beginning of this. You were charged with murder in the first degree. Okay? We're trying to figure out why he did it. Okay? It happened. And that's why we're trying to get your statement of what happened and why it happened. Again, like I told you,
you charged me with this shit?
Yes, you weren't by yourself. We know that. Okay? We're trying to get your statement of what occurred. No, I'm not bullshitting you when it comes to, yeah, you're charged with murder. And yeah, I want to know why it happened and the circumstances behind it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting in here talking to you.
What the fuck, man?
Something happened with you and Tony Saturday.
Me and Tony didn't have no problem.
Okay, so why is Tony dead?
Stupid ass shit, man.
What, really? He's dead or stupid?
Me and the situation is stupid.
What happened? What did Tony do?
Tony.
To piss you off.
Tony didn't make me mad. I never had nothing against Tony.
You want to set you up?
I
Because if he was, okay?
Okay.
Then that's the reason, okay? I understand that. Somebody setting you up, you think they're trying to go and kill you.
Okay.
I get that.
Okay. You got it.
I got what, man? I don't know.
I'll tell you the truth.
Okay. I'll let you talk, man. Tell me.
Man, I just need to know. That's all it is that goes on. Tell you the truth. Am I still going to get charged with the shit? Even if I didn't do it?
So when you're charged with something, it doesn't mean you're guilty of it, okay? It just means that we have the probable cause, which is we believe that this happened,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. You'll still have a chance to go to trial and to defend yourself. Is that what you're asking? If you're not convicted, does that make sense?
No.
Just because you're charged with something does not mean you're convicted. So like I told you, I'm trying to figure out what happened, why it happened, and to get your statement of, yeah, this is what happened, this is why it happened, versus all I know now is that, yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you the truth, though. I just want you to know that can we be on the same path? That's it, bro.
We can. All I'm asking for is the truth, okay?
That's it.
And I feel like Tony did something to you or set you up to do something to you.
And just like that, the performance is over. He stands up, and for the first time, he cries. From this moment on, everything would shift. Detectives are trained to recognize real versus fake breakdowns. If this is genuine, they might soften their tone to get him to open up. If it's manipulation, they'll wait it out and continue with pressure tactics. His interrogation is a wild ride of distractions, contradictions, and psychological unraveling. What starts as a chaotic, almost theatrical display slowly crumbles into something much more raw.
Hey. Timothy, you're fine, man. Have a seat.
I didn't know it was your wife.
We're here to listen to you, Tyler.
You're good. Take a breath. Take a breath.
Do you need a water or something, Timothy? There's some tissue.
It's not the thing that, but y'all know, but how y'all fucking you set me up? How do you know?
You talked to a lot of people.
That's what, and I was,
Hey, if that's what happened,
well,
I want
to
you
from the beginning?
I do
know. Okay, I do. I just didn't want y'all to get me killed so much.
I don't think that. I know that. As a matter of fact, I know that's not what happened here. Okay, but we still would like to know exactly why and what Tony did to you.
Okay. Alright, I moved in the crib, whatever. You know, I've been staying there for a little bit.
Okay,
before I moved in, I don't know what I did to the streets or whatever. I guess because I changed, I had kids like that, I went on the same shit on. So, this shit right here, people think I'm a police officer, and I'm snitching, I'm doing shit. So they would have killed me. I got money on my head. And I didn't know until somebody told me. So they tell me to be careful. Everywhere I go, I don't trust nobody, and I don't like guns. I swear I do not.
I don't.
Okay. I didn't know this is their first job, moved in, cool. No, I wasn't paying attention. No, when I first met Tony, he was like, "Hey, I'm a RoboCop." You know, I like, "What you mean, I'm a RoboCop?" But I never had a problem. I never looked at him. You know, never.
I'm just like joking with you, or
like I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm thinking joking, like RoboCop, you know, and whatever goes on comes to me, or whatever. Okay, like cool, you know. So I'm not being paying attention to you, whatever. So you know, the landlord, you know, Jimmy, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so me and my girl were staying together and all that. And I was like, well, we're going to stay here for a little bit, we're going to move, you know, because I don't trust. You know, I really don't want to be talking because they're trying to kill me. So I'm like, I want to go, you know. And boom, I'm thinking I'm tripping, you know. I'm thinking I'm like, at first I was like, hey, is somebody listening or whatever? And I'm like, she said, nah. He's like, nah, you might be tripping. I said, yeah, you might, you know, so we calm down. Ooh. But then her sister told me, hey, you gotta watch out for
Tony, because he be listening to people. You can hear him walking through the hallways.
Whose sister told you that?
It was a girl I was going with at the time. That's the age her sister stayed there. And okay. He told me that she need to, you know, be careful because, boom, you know, he be on some perverted stuff or whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. But I'm not thinking it's nothing serious, but you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, you know, what it's just, you feel me? So, no light goes on or whatever. Boom. Boom. Come to find out, I thought I was tripping. You know, you like, you think you're tripping. I'm hearing voices. I'm in the closet. Yeah, so I smoke weed. I'm in the closet. You know, I get away because I, you know, kids, whatever.
Like in your apartment?
Yes, in the closet. I'm in the closet. Right here. I swear on my soul. I'm right here to a man. I'm in the closet. I be eating a rat and I be listening to you smoke a little. I'm enjoying myself. You feel me? I got to, you know, I like acting shit out. So, you like to go over there and see? Okay. But anyway, I like acting shit out. Oh, no. Boom, so I'm tripping. I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking I'm tripping. I'm thinking me. I'm tripping. I pause my music. I'm hearing voices in the bathroom, in and out the door, in and out the door. But not only that, I'm hearing he's in the closet. And I'm like, they worried about me in the closet. At first, I'm thinking, this nigga fucking bitch. I'm thinking he fucking girl. I swear, you can call me girl ass right now.
I'm thinking. And it sounded like that, like, man. Talking.
Man, it's more than one voice. Because, look, it was. In me, I feel like the landlord. Because I told my chairman, I said, hey, man, you listen to me? He said, no, man. We're going to get back to that in a minute. Okay, boom. So we chilling. Before I noticed, you know what I'm saying? He was listening to me. I didn't know because I had it so loud.
You talking about Tony was listening?
Tony, not only him, he's
Jimmy.
Not only Jimmy. Jimmy don't be there sometimes. I be thinking Jimmy stay here. It be different people in and out of Jimmy's house. Come to find out, he just told me it's the people who stay here. But I see not people who stay here. And it be different people, like in and out the house. You feel me?
Okay,
boom. So me, I'm chilling, you know, whatever. I'm hearing this shit. Now it's not Tony. This not Tony. This is Jimmy. You hear me? He said, hey, he's in the closet.
Let's clear up the living arrangements first. Anthony, Timothy, and Christian were staying in the same home at the time of the crime. Anthony was living with Timothy Jones in a shared 3-bedroom house.
And I was tripping. I said, hey, why are you listening to me? What the hell going on? Like, what the fuck? Okay, so boom. You know, I'm not tripping, worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I held it to myself. Okay, me and my girl got into it. You know, me and my girl got into it. I was like, no, she went all the way out. No, we separated.
How long ago did all this start?
Oh, man, for me to start the trip, every man.
A few months ago?
No, since I moved in.
Okay.
Since I moved in. Okay, boom. All right, when I moved in, okay.
It's been a little while.
A long time ago.
Okay.
And I'm to the point, like, okay, anyway, so, boom. I'm like, damn, he's talking about me. That's like Jimmy. And then me, I think he on the phone with my girl or something. Like, he's trying to wait on her to go to sleep. I mean, wait on me to go to sleep for the fuck. You know what I mean? At a point of damn time, they had me thinking, the red man fucked my girl. She said a pussy, she on coke. That's how I fuck. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You feel me? But I paid attention to something. It's not only Jimmy that been there. I told you different people there. And that's what I know. I have started into some cars. You feel me? Boom. When I walk out, I got somebody running, trying to run here to the bathroom to hide this shit. They don't be noticed. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, bet. It wasn't Jimmy and it wasn't Tony. It was another person. Okay, boom. All right, so shit. I'm still hearing all this shit. I didn't confront you. I'm not confronting you yet. But then, one day, I'm in the closet. You know, my baby don't got sleep. They got school and stuff. I said, hey, I'm going to go outside and smoke. I'm telling the truth. You got to stay out. I know I'm ADHD. I swear to God.
I'm listening, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can ask my girl. I'm telling the truth. I promise to God. I'm not lying.
So your kiddos are over there.
Yeah.
So Evan is with you now.
No, not Evan. This is another fact.
Is it Major?
Major?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all can ask him. Man, I promise you, I'm just not, no, okay, so anyway, so meet you.
What? No, man, I don't know about you.
We gotta go through the time, I know, because I know you were with the, you were with me. Now you're with that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He's trying too hard to convince the detectives. People who are telling the truth usually let their words stand on their own. But Timothy keeps reinforcing his honesty, almost as if he knows there's doubt. He also brings up having ADHD, which could be a way to explain his strange behavior. At the core, Timothy is an incredible storyteller. But this isn't about entertainment. He acts out everything, shifts tones, and keeps the energy high, making it hard to separate fact from performance.
Okay, when I notice him doing that, that's when I pop, you know what I mean? I need some protection.
Yeah.
Boom.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? So, boom. But I'm chilling. I asked Tony. This, you know, it got worse with Tony. He goes to the restroom every time, every day. They listen to me. The woman that's in that room, Tony listening to me. He got everybody listening to me. Besides Little Bit, Mitra's sister. Everybody else is listening to me. My baby mama, Edna, she came over here one day. The girl was just standing in the hallway. And then Edna said, hey, that girl just leaving your room. I said, no. And then she told me that girl was in the hallway and she listened to me. Dead serious. Okay. I got tired of it because I was like, I'm scared as fuck. I don't know what to do. My kids are over here. Mm-hmm. You feel me? My kids are over here. And I'm like, I be having to stay up, you know, and I still hear. Like, if you go to my damn room, it's like a damn step on the wood. It's a wooden. I'm sorry. Damn wooden. You remember that? You can hear people. Okay. Oh. All right, so shit. Me? I said, I'm tired of this, you know what I'm saying? I said, this has been me to just got to when she went her way. She said, she went her way. She's like, well, we get to it, you can just go. If you get up for the rent, man, Okay, boom. I asked her, how about, hey, man, where are you? This is my girl. He said, oh, man, I messed with your girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do that.
At the rent, man.
Oh, Jenny, okay.
Yeah, he saw that, though.
Like, you know, no, man.
And he don't do no show like that. So they had me fuck on the, but, you know, I told it. But this will call me. This, how I knew something was funny. I said, hey, man, man, he keep listening to me and woo, 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 and all of this. I told the rent man this. I swear on my life. I told the rent man, I said, hey, he's listening to me. I hear voices. I hear people calling my name, talking about he's in the closet. Why are they doing that? Guess what the rent man said? Shut the fuck up. You better not say nothing. That's what he told Tony. I swear to God on my life. He told Tony that shit. And I'm telling you that I'm being listened and watched by this man right here. And you told Tony, I mean, you told the rent man, told Tony, shut the fuck up. You better not say nothing. Why are you telling me that if I'm telling you that I'm scared for my life? And he's listening and following me. I mean, like, come on.
Sounds like Jimmy Carter.
That's why. And then, okay, look, this day, and I'm so sorry. I'm so. I swear to myself. So I feel like Jimmy got him watching me. But Jimmy's not the only person. It's other people that come over to the crib, too. Like, I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, they, boom, you feel me?
Just random people.
Man. But they come at night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they just sit in the room, and then you'll hear them at nighttime. You hear everybody at nighttime. Sound like they're running and all that.
Ooh.
Okay. This particular day, my family over here.
This is Friday night?
Or Saturday night?
Friday
night. Okay. My family over and wash the clothes and stuff like that. Me and Norm. I'm just chilling with my clothes and stuff. I was scared, but I was scared right there. Like, I'm just chilling, playing the game, you know, the tab or whatever. You know, Tony walk out. I wasn't paying attention. You know, I'm so gone. Then I'm playing over there, go to the front. So, tab, you know.
Apartment playing that?
Yeah. I'm in my apartment, but I'm washing clothes. I'm right here.
Right outside.
Yeah, right here. But I'm not missing nobody. I don't want nobody. You can ask me, I'm not in trouble. I don't do no shit like that. If anybody shows me a girl, me get to a lot of people. But I don't mess with nobody. I don't do nothing. I'm right here to the man. Fuck, I'm chilling. He opened the door. You know, boom, that's how I jumped like a motherfucker. I jumped. But it's like, you know how you pull on the door, like, I guess it was stuck to. And when he, boom, and he pulled it.
Talking about his door.
Yo, he pulled the door open. And he saw me jump out. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, as soon as I jumped, that's when he started peeing on me. Man, he started jumping. I'm telling you, but me.
I don't know, but that's just kind of that's pretty shitty for him to do that.
Look, I'm paying attention, though. I'm like, I'm not looking at him. But I just see, I don't know, I got snuck before. So I can, and combat training, I've seen this, I'm telling you, I'm going to call out. What the? Okay, my name is. But look, okay, so I'm like this man, because the thing right there, and then he start. I ain't got to look at you, I feel you. Okay, then, doing this shit to see if I'm going to jump again. And I'm normally like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so he jump. Then, I look back, he going to ask, he wants to play like he drunk.
Like he wasn't doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Timothy tries to explain what happened leading up to the incident, especially his interactions with Anthony. But there's a big problem. His story doesn't add up. He keeps contradicting himself, backtracking, and struggling to keep things in order. Is this an attempt to outsmart the detectives, or is he really struggling with some mental issues? When he talks about the actual incident, his statements are broken, scattered, and unclear. This could be because the event itself was chaotic and emotional, or because he's intentionally being vague. Either way, it makes it hard to tell what's real and what's not. Then there's his relationship with Anthony. Timothy clearly had trust issues, and he even claims he was warned about Anthony by his girlfriend's sister. This adds to his paranoia. He already felt unsure about the people around him, and this warning might have made him see Anthony as a threat. Overall, Timothy's words reveal deep anxiety and isolation. He doesn't trust people. He feels betrayed. And now he's trapped in an interrogation where he's losing control of his own story.
Yeah, like he wasn't doing no purpose. Trying to think, okay, good, boom, check this out. I'm actually like, I'm paying attention. Why are you scared up? walked in the room.
I was like, keep your
went in there and got on the phone. He said he's scared. He said, I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna walk to the kitchen. I'm gonna act like I'm drunk. I'm gonna lock the door. That's all that I did.
What time did this happen?
Man, this is early. This is that morning. Cause I, that same day.
Early Saturday morning?
No, like early, like, you know, like 1 or 2. The same time the old dude came. When he, the first time, you know how I was outside, it was like 2 o'clock. Cause that's the first dude came, but it was at 2 o'clock.
All right.
The one I told you, dude froze up and.
Right.
Oh, that was 2 o'clock in the morning.
On Saturday morning?
No. It was like it had to be a Friday.
But it was like Friday night.
Yeah, but it was a different week.
Right, so it was probably Saturday morning.
Boom. So
that was about 2 o'clock.
Yeah. So 2 o'clock, same thing. When that dude pulled up, you know what I'm saying? Meet you was here one day, they started shooting. It's always happening around the same damn time. Okay, he walked to a motherfucking kitchen smooth. Why would you have a pole? You didn't have nothing. You didn't think I heard you when you got off the damn phone. What are you talking about? Paying attention. He walked to the kitchen. Unlocked the door, because I always lock it. I don't trust people. I locked the door. If I'm gonna ask me, I locked the door. I do not pay this shit. I locked the door. Okay, boom.
You're talking about kitchen door?
Yes, because it's the side door you come in. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, boom. So, you know, I locked it. He come back. I mean, well, he unlocked it. He come back. Now he had drunk. Walking. Finally in the room. His father, I guess he makes it like he just fell on the door. He did. That's how he heard. I don't know. I said, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm scared. I said, I'm scared. And I really truly don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do.
Timothy's comments about people listening in and setting him up show just how paranoid he is. He feels like he's being watched, like people are out to get him. Whether this paranoia is real or just an excuse is unclear, but it definitely shapes the way he talks and acts.
Hey, I'm on the game, man. I'm on my family. I was in the bathroom. I'm not going to tell you about the bathroom. I asked my cook. I said, man, tell me what about to happen. I got my kids. I'm not trying to ask my kids what is going to happen. So I just let them watch them, see what's going to happen with them.
When you say family, we're talking to head and the kids, right?
Yeah, that's that.
They're in your room.
Yeah. Okay. So, see them. Like, okay, right outside, waiting to see the car go. You know, because he said, you know, I'm calling you, all that shit, so I'm just looking. Wait. See, call. But it's like it pulled in and it pulled out. It pulled in, because you know how y'all see the side of the house? Mm-hmm. Okay, you know how you can go this way? Like, you can come in, or you can come this way?
Mm-hmm.
It pulled in and pulled out.
On that little horseshoe?
Yes, it's no fucking cameras. So
that happened at 2. What time did you see this car?
Oh, right. It was like.
Right after that?
Like right after it.
Maybe 2:15 ish.
Sir. Yeah. Field 3.
Okay. But that person doesn't come in, they just leave.
Who? Oh, no.
This car.
Oh, no. Like, he came with it. I'm going to tell you. Come in. Boom. Leave. Come back. We saw you walking. Good, ain't no cameras. You close. You know what I mean? You good. Okay, you see. What the fuck? So this is me. First thing I do. Fire shot. You run. Tony, you run in the room.
Do you fire a shot where?
Oh, I fire a shot towards the like gate.
Outside?
Yeah.
Through the house, or were you standing in the door, or what? Window?
Like, shit, I was, like, right here by the door of the kitchen. You know how it is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on.
It's like the carport.
Yeah, because I'm coming out. I'm tripping. Wow, wow. Huh? Boom, boom, flash out, boom, fire shot. Then I'm paying attention. Tony. Like, you sleep. Flash out. I did.
So the first fire, shot you fire, you're at the carport kitchen door. And you're shooting towards that gate over to the right, because that's where you see somebody over there. And Tony runs to his room acting real freaking suspicious. Like he's trying to, he's the one that got this person over here, right? So he runs to his room. And then, do you run from the kitchen back to his room when he does that, or what?
No, I didn't run, dog. I walked.
You walked through the kitchen back over to his room. And where's he at when you get to his door? Is his door open or closed?
Oh, he's open.
He's wide open at that point?
Yeah, he's wide open. He's right here.
Is he standing up or laying down, sitting down?
Like he wasn't even like really in the room. This is how I know. Because he went in the room when he played out. He came, but like when I came in, he was right there. Like, coming out the bathroom. You know how the hallway is?
Mm-hmm.
He come right here.
So it wasn't like that. It was a couple minutes.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking, paying attention, like, oh, then he got his phone. You know what I'm saying?
So you kind of start seeing what he's doing after this.
Yeah, I noticed. So I, you know.
So when you said you shot around at Tony, where was he at when that happened?
Like, he was right there. Like, okay, look. You know, right here, look, Tony was on. He right here by the head.
Was he on the bed or standing up?
Like, he was like, boom, I walked in, I said, bro, I know you wasn't trying to set me up, bro. He said, no, no, no. I said, yeah, you are. So, right here, boom, shot him, said, on the head. Like that. And I hit I put everything up because I was going to, you know, waste the kids going to call y'all. But it happened so fast. I was like, damn, I didn't get time to even. That's why I turned myself in and let y'all know the truth for
it. Where did you shoot?
And then, I shot him right there, like, right there before he got to his door.
I don't know, like, where on his body did you shoot him?
In his head.
Like, where on his head? Point to where? Like, here?
Like, somewhere right here.
Okay. Did you, like, put it all the way up to his head?
No, I was far back, so I just, boom.
How far back you think? A few inches, or?
Hey, just pretend
I'm
telling you.
Show me
out.
Like, how far?
I'm not, this is his phone. He's shot.
He's fast.
Yeah,
I'll share,
sir.
I don't know. And he fell on the bed.
And he, like, he, I said, damn. And I said, man. I don't know, but first I just had to get the body to the kids. I didn't want them to see it. But I was turning myself in, and I said, it was trying to get me. If the shot was loud, If I heard the motherfucker, one of my damn beers, it's I shot the gun. I heard him cock back his gun. So you knew I shot my gun. Why you leave the house and try to wait till later on to play like you don't know what the hell going on?
So he was staying in that apartment?
Yes.
In the front house.
Yes. He was there when it all happened. Look, when I shot to protect myself, well, I felt no threat. That's me. I really do. I felt threat. I shot the gun. He, all I hear is, shit.
This has to be one of the weirdest interrogations ever. It's like watching multiple versions of Timothy in the same room. In fact, there are many shifts throughout the video. Timothy starts off acting completely disconnected from reality, dancing, laughing, being over-the-top weird. It almost feels like he doesn't even realize he's in an interrogation. But over time, something changes. The addicts don't stop completely, but they become less random and more controlled. He's still talkative, but the way he talks is different. More like he's comfortable rather than chaotic. This shift is important because it shows his emotions adjusting to the situation. At first, he's playing a role, whether it's fear, performance, or avoidance. But once he realizes the detectives aren't feeding into his behavior, he stops adapting. At the beginning, the detectives were clearly irritated. Timothy was interrupting them, making jokes, and generally being a distraction. Instead of resisting him, the detectives have started playing along, just enough to keep him talking. They've learned that he likes to talk, so they use it against him.
I read tomorrow and I say, hey, stay here. And I, right there. That's waiting to see what he was going to do. He got his gun, and he left quick.
So he got in the car and left.
Yeah. And you knew what happened, though. You heard the shot in the fire, so why you didn't...
You had to.
You left. Why didn't you come in there and be like, hey, what the hell going on? You just cocked your gun and you left. That's all you fucking did. That's why I was like, well, shit, I got time to get the body up, bring the body back, clean it up, and then call the police on myself to let them know. Before he called him and throw it on me, like, oh, well, you just had to kill somebody or whatever. Because, why, look, this is the name of it. If that's the case, why did you call as soon as you heard the fucking shot?
Yeah.
You cocked your fucking gun and you left.
Did Edna hear a shot? Did she wake
up? No, I was asleep. I guess they were sleeping.
Oh, nobody woke up?
Nobody woke up.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's why, you know what I'm saying? When I, how did he, if nobody woke up, how the hell he know to cock the gun and leave?
Well, I mean, what you're telling me and what you're thinking is true, then it kind of makes sense, don't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he left. Like, don't you, look, you hear a gunshot, and you cock this gun, what you about to do? You about to open the door and see who the hell is, like, the intruder or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't do that. You did the opposite and you left. And then, you know.
You already knew what was going on.
See?
So did you see the rat man or did you just hear?
I heard the gun, but I seen him leave. He got in his car and left.
Okay. You saw his car leave.
If it wasn't him, then you should. Man, you got so many damn cars. I don't know what the fuck you do. And then look, if you think I'm lying, this will scare me. It's a mask. It's like a black mask in my room. I'm about to ask this. It was right here, hang up, right here. I can show you a video if you got my phone. I even wear it on live one day, because I was scared as hell. I'm like, they put a mask right here. I'm like, why the hell is the mask? Because kids don't deal with
it. I think I'm just scared. We don't think that, man. If we thought that was the case, we wouldn't just have one person.
This right here, it's going to make it worse if we're trying to kill me even more. If I did the walk, and I did it,
maybe not. Let's not think negative, okay?
Don't not think negative.
At first, Timothy claims he turned himself in because he was afraid of getting killed by the police. He wanted to be in control of how he was arrested. But later, he completely flips the narrative. Now he says if the cops had caught him earlier, he would have asked them to shoot him. This contradiction is important. It shows how Timothy shifts his story depending on the moment. Is he truly afraid? Or is he just saying whatever makes him look like a victim? It's hard to tell, but one thing is clear. He's trying to control the way people see him.
Tell me, like, when you get to that point, I know somebody helped you with the body. So who do you call? Who is the person that helped you out?
I didn't call. It was just me.
Oh, I know. You've been real honest with me. And a lot of questions I asked, I already may know the answer, okay? And I know you may not be trying to get somebody in some trouble, okay? But evidence is telling a different story, you know what I mean? And I know you don't want to get anybody in some trouble, but other people are already in trouble, okay? But I just want you to continue being honest with me, okay? That doesn't mean that they're going to catch a murder charge, okay? I'm not promising you that I'm going to put them in jail for murder for helping you.
Because if they didn't shoot her, I'm still going to be going to jail for murder.
Like she explained to you, you have a warrant for murder. Mm-hmm. You're not convicted of murder. You still have your opportunity, your day in court to prove what you just told us.
And it's okay. long as I just make the proof.
Yeah, I mean you have your side, we have our side, you know. But I know you didn't move this body. We found it, you know, Saturday morning, I guess.
On March 27th, 2022, Anthony's body was found in a heavily wooded area near a creek.
So we know where it was at.
I didn't really truly feel like I didn't move on, so but I really truly did.
And I get it. I know you don't want to flip on anybody, okay? But I know you didn't, okay? And I'm being straight with you, okay? Just put my cards on the table. I know that that's not true.
Yeah. Well, other thing, I just got help, you know, put it in the car, and I just
put it. I get that, and that's what I'm looking for. Like, okay. I know you got some people you probably trust, okay? So it's like, who do you call coming up below that body? And like I said, man, I get it. It's tough for you to sit here and tell me that, but I already know that it wasn't just you, okay? That's why I'm asking the question. Because I do believe everything you just told me was true.
Yes.
So I want to see if you're going to continue to be true. And I feel like you are. Okay, and I appreciate the truth you've given us thus far, okay? But I know you were in a bad spot and you needed to get that body out of there. Like you said, you don't try to have your baby mama and especially these kids, you don't traumatize them for the rest of their freaking life. And to make it quicker, you need some help to get that done, okay? Because dead weight is a lot, okay? You can weigh 130 pounds and feel like you weigh 230 pounds because it's dead weight, it's heavy. Okay, especially loading it in a car to take it somewhere, that's a lot. But I know you had somebody come over there and at least help you with that part. I'm not saying they killed anybody, I'm just saying they helped you load up the body and take it wherever. So, who helped you do that?
The person I know.
One of your buddies?
No, not my buddy, but not my closest buddy. But somebody I know is good.
What's his name?
Nickname, they call me Scott.
Like S-C-O-T-T. He a black guy? What's his real name?
I ain't being honest with him, much time you don't know. He was Tracy, Koala, name one was Mark, and then was Scott. I really don't know him like that. I do, but
I know you know him, Timothy. I know you're closer to this guy than you're saying, okay? Yeah. Like I said, I know a lot of things already.
Yes, sir.
But well, I want to see if you know the truth.
I'm about to tell you the truth. Like, if everything goes down, it's going to be out for me. If I got to go to jail, I'll take it. I just don't want to bring nobody up there.
Well, here's the thing, man. I know you don't want to, okay? But at the same time, I know you called for somebody for help. You're freaking out, okay? You got to get that person out of there, because it's a traumatizing scene for these kids to see, okay? I get that. Nobody wants to put that on their kids for the rest of their life. So you gotta get something done. And you got somebody you can trust that will be there at the snap of a finger. And that's this guy that you call. So I know that you know who he is, because you don't just call somebody that you know about Scott who lies to you all the time for something like that, okay? This is real shit. We gotta get done now. You know, you call somebody you can trust or somebody. I wouldn't call somebody that I'm kind of friends with, you know what I mean? And I know you don't want to get anybody in trouble. And I can't tell you where things are going to end up. I'm not going to make you no promises because I'm not going to lie to you, okay? But I know that you know this person a lot better than you tell. I know you don't want to tell me who it is. But we're going to figure it out one way or the other.
we have to let, you know, he could have said no. You know what I mean? He could have said, nah, screw you, man. I ain't. Mm. But he did, right? Because you guys are close. And he was there for you when you needed him. That's something else to think about here, man. If the jury, when the jury sees this as a trauma, I absolutely know everything you just told me is true. And I see remorse in your heart. Okay? And they're going to see that, too. They're not going to see some cold-blooded fucking killer in here being an asshole. Mm-hmm. Right? And I know that. And they're going to know that, too. But we can't stop it halfway through because more things happen after he's shot. Okay? Mm-hmm. And like you said, we need to get from beginning to end because we know what happened now and we know where he ended up. And I know he didn't just end up there because you threw him in a car by yourself. It's just too much to take on by yourself. I know that. Okay?
At first, Timothy actually tries to protect his accomplices. He doesn't immediately throw them under the bus, which suggests that, despite everything, he still has some sense of loyalty or integrity. But as the interrogation goes on, that starts to fade. Eventually, the pressure is too much, and names start coming out.
But what's his name? It's not hard. All you gotta do is tell me his name. I mean, I could be wrong. Right? I'm human. I could be wrong. And I don't want to put anybody in any kind of jeopardy by me being wrong. That's why I got to make sure I got it right, okay? I ain't trying to get nobody in trouble for something I had to do.
But, okay, the way I'm not going to know this is going to be between all of us, right? Like, how is this going to work out?
What?
Right, like, this is not really supposed to put
no.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, this ain't not going to get
this
news.
Is me, judging me? Or it's not going to go to the news?
Well, it can't go to, like, this stuff can't, like, the videos and stuff can't go to the news. Like,
this all goes in a secure case file on a computer that nobody sees but us and the prosecuting attorneys at the U.S. office.
Doctor asking, yeah. You just don't want to be seen on the news.
No.
That's
not
good. I'm already in trouble with BBB.
Right, yeah. But again, it's just showing that you're very cooperative and are actually, one, getting right as to what happened to Mr. Kelly and why it happened. Mm-hmm. Not only for your family, but for his too. And anybody involved. I mean, they all have
their kids. I mean, I have found the reasons they felt, I'm sorry. I'm not the person.
Well, and I'll guarantee you will have that chance. Okay, they're not here right now, obviously. But if this goes to court, they'll be able to see this, and you will probably be able to tell them that in person. Okay?
Christian.
You know his last name?
Hulk.
How does Christian drive over there when you call him?
Okay.
Did you call him on your phone or text or message?
It took three people to commit this crime. Timothy Jones shot Anthony inside his bedroom. Christian helped move and dispose of the body. Edna Jones cleaned up the crime scene after being told to do so.
Did y'all just carry him all naked or have clothes on? Did y'all put him in anything or did y'all just carry him out the way for
him? Did I clean up the mess?
Okay. So y'all didn't wrap him in nothing?
Oh, his blanket on him?
A blanket?
I just burned him up.
You put him in a blanket? What kind of blanket is that?
It's like it's a bed blanket.
You don't remember what color it was?
No, sir, not on it.
Did you put anything else on it?
No, sir.
Nothing. Okay. So when you guys are carrying him out, you and Christian carry him out of the house?
Yes, sir.
Are you on the feet or the head? Who has what end of him?
I got the head. Oh, I got the feet. Well, he probably got the feet, and I got the, like, you know.
Up just around the shoulders?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So when you guys carry him out, do you go out first, or does Christian go out first?
I go out first, and Christian go.
Y'all just go, like, from his room, through the kitchen,
yeah.
Out that carport door, down those steps.
Yes, sir.
And then y'all just going out. They all load him up on the driver's side of the back seat.
I think so.
Because if you're...
No, because I had to... No, the driver's side.
Driver's side?
Because there's a couch right here. When you flew...
Yeah, there's a couch on the left.
So you had to come to the driver's side.
Okay. Alright. So y'all put him in there. And then y'all both get in the black... Tony's black car?
Yeah.
Okay, who's driving?
Me.
Okay, so you drive. And where do y'all go?
I drop him off before you go home and I just drove to Dubai myself, sir.
Okay, now tell me this.
Yes, sir.
Are you shooting straight on that?
You
took him home or he went with you to where we found the body?
He went with me. He went with me.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, shoot straight. I'm not being honest about all this, okay? So where do you guys, directly from the house on Gentry, where do y'all drive to first? So when y'all got up there around your mom's house, did y'all just hit that little back road immediately? Or did y'all go park at mom's house and do anything first?
Shit, I hit that back road, me and she got chill for a little bit. Then I threw Tony back there.
Okay, so, now I've been out there, obviously. So you got that long gravel road off of Linden, right? Is that the way you went, down the gravel?
You talking about where the rocks hit?
Yeah, the rocks.
You see how you drive here?
Yeah, so you go all the way back and it kind of goes to the right and there's a bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got that lake over here.
Yeah.
And then where Tony was, right?
Yeah.
Did you drive down there?
Yeah, I just drove
through that little fence thing. And
yeah.
Did you drive nose first down in there or did you back in?
Well, I drove nose first and I man, caught back in. I got him out. Then I did the rest. I did it to the rest of myself. I just drove.
So once you're down there, which door do you open when you take Tony?
I open the door. I got the driver's side. And the same way you put
the driver's side back door?
Yeah, the same way you put it in. I just put it right like that.
Okay.
I was just trying to hide. I wasn't trying to really. Because if I was trying to hide with the dug, too much time dug, I wasn't. I'm just trying to get you out of the way right now and bring you back.
Right.
You know?
So you pull him out there up on the bank.
Yeah.
And then what?
I just leave. I go over there and just see, I left. That's after that, I left. Yeah. I went.
Where did you go then?
I went to my mama's crib. You know what I'm saying? I threw my clothes and shit in there. And go through, just see it, but nobody else could find it. And then she asked my mother to bring it.
You said you threw your clothes. The clothes you were wearing when this all happened?
Yeah.
You put them where?
In the trash can.
Outside?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you parked on his car.
Yeah, I left it there because, you know, I was waiting on, you know, and I was like, I didn't know what else I had to go. You know, the keys. And then she was like, hey, I need to go to work. I said, well, I'll give you a beat, And then, like, she said, well, hey, I'm already gone. So, just bring my car to me. And I was like, okay, I will. But think about it. Tony called me, Jimmy called me. He said, hey, man, what the fuck going on, man? It's blood right here. He said, man, hey, man, you want to tell him? I said, oh, sir, I'm telling you what's going on. I don't know what's going on. That's what I told him. Because you should know what's already going on. I bet. He said, well, man, you got to get the fuck out of the house. You got to go. I said, okay, bet.
Like, you kicked me out?
Kicked me out. But why you got a police right in there? Mm-hmm.
His way of speaking is all over the place. He keeps repeating himself, going off on random tangents, jumping from one thought to another. This reflects his mental state and the difficulty he has in processing the situation. One thing Timothy keeps coming back to is his need to be believed. He gets frustrated when people question him or act like they don't trust what he's saying. This could be because he knows he looks guilty and is desperate to change that. Or maybe he just can't handle the idea of people seeing him as a liar.
What all did Edna see?
She did blood.
Before y'all left?
She tried to see the blood and see me.
Okay. Did you ever talk with her about trying to clean anything up?
I ain't sure. I got some shit.
Make sure you talk with her specifically about cleaning anything in particular at the house, like when you guys were getting ready to leave. You remember that? we're talking like if there's blood, it's mirrors or something.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
She was away when you left. Mm-hmm. Kiddos were asleep. And then how long do you think it took when you left and you go out there behind your mom to dump him? How long do you think that took?
15.
And then it obviously takes you a while to get back because you get a ride, you get your hair cut, and you get back. So what time did you drop the van off to her?
Late.
You know where the house is that you're talking about? Her cousins or her uncle?
I know she got to be on the phone. She got to get some of that's why she got to be on the phone.
So at what point do you go back to the body?
I know when back out there. I know guys go back. I know guys who probably got a chance. I would bring back and broke the house and they just didn't know that. I know got a chance to. It was already hot.
Okay, well, can we backtrack just a little bit? You mentioned something to me about burning.
Please don't do that with Facebook and all that.
It's not a Facebook official. Is that Polk?
Yeah.
That's Christian. How do you know them? Like, you've known each other for a while, huh? Because he got in trouble for a robbery, remember that? But this is the same Christian you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's like 18,
19,
right?
But he's not in trouble, man.
Yeah, I know.
He really didn't want to do it though.
So y'all are like just close friends to call each other cousins. You know his mama?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's her name?
Oh, I don't know. Wanda, but she's not in life.
Oh, okay.
Detectives spoke to Edna Jones, Timothy Jones's girlfriend, who would go on to reveal some crucial details. Timothy's girlfriend, Edna, had seen him with 19-year-old Christian Navon Whitney Polk carrying Anthony's lifeless body out of the apartment. They had wrapped Anthony's body in a black comforter before loading it into his Ford Explorer. Timothy was delusional and suspected that people were spying on him. In fact, he referred to Anthony as nosy while he was moving the body. Police tracked the vehicle using cell phone data. It was located at 1810 Alice Street in Tyler. There was blood inside and outside the vehicle. It was the final nail in Timothy's coffin. When a resident at the Alice Street house confirmed that Timothy Jones had been there earlier that day, but left. Timothy's reason for killing Anthony was incredibly weak. But if you look deeper, this wasn't just about one comment. It points to something much bigger. Paranoia, irritability, and a need for control. Maybe there was already tension or mistrust between them, something that had been building over time. Or maybe this was about power. If Anthony confronted Timothy about something, it could have triggered aggression. But the biggest possibility? Timothy believed he could erase the problem entirely. In his mind, getting rid of Anthony meant getting rid of whatever was bothering him. Timothy was arrested and charged with murder. He pleaded guilty in June 2023 and was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Christian pleaded guilty to tampering with a human corpse in August 2023 and was sentenced to 11 years in prison. That'll do it for today. If you like this video and want to support the channel, there's a Patreon link in the description below where you can do just that. Thank you for watching. Stay safe.